Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible, it'll tell you what to do. Be not weary, in doing well, for in due season you're gonna reap. Yeah, say be not weary.
Hello, welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Minister Joel Lewis, and you're listening to the best internet program on the net. You're listening to Free on the Inside. Oh, I love that. You heard our musical interlude there. It said, do not grow weary, well done. We come to you each and every week with ministry, with people that's making a difference, people that have something to burn deeply in their heart and their soul, and they decide, hey, I want to make a difference. I want to do some things that affect the world, and we'll continue to follow that format this week. Morning. I am so honored and pleased to have a guest on here this morning. I consider him as being a friend. We met some time ago, and he shared his passion with me and the listening audience. And guess what? He's still on fire for the Lord. But not only on fire, but he's making a difference. At this time, I'd just like to just welcome our guest on the line this morning, my friend, my brother, Mr. Aaron. Mr. Aaron, I first met him as he was a publisher of By Design magazine, but yet God have added some other things into what he's doing. But I'm going to allow him to share that with our listening audience. And in turn, it ignites you to be on fire for the Lord and follow your passion and to make a difference. The call-in number is 310-982-4126 for you two to join in on this conversation. Again, that call-in number is 310-982-4126. And now, without any further delay, the next voice you'll hear will be our guest for this morning, Mr. Aaron. Good morning, Mr. Aaron.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Welcome once again, you know, to our program. I'm saying once again because you're no stranger to our program. You've been here before, and you was on fire the first time I met you, and you're still on fire for what you're doing and what you've been able to do. Will you please share with us what God have you doing at this season?
I am the CEO and founder of By Design, Inc. We are a magazine marketing and graphic design business. With that responsibility, it details, you know, doing events. It details photography. It details graphic design. It's a busy life, but it's also a business that is grounded in integrity and God. Started the business back in 2001, and it's been blessed ever since then. And I guess you could say it's just a responsibility to make sure that people get the good news, but also finding new ways to get it out there.
And that is so true. That is so true. Now, tell me now, there have been a lot of challenges since I first met you and we shared with this here. Now, tell us how God have expanded your magazine and your vision since last time we met.
Well, man, I think since the last time we talked, I was primarily just focusing on the magazine. At the time, the brand name was the name of the magazine as well, which was By Design. From that period of time, we probably was maybe at the 13 to 14 issue, maybe around that. But since then, we have now we've issued 49 issues, and we are now online, and we're full color versus where we were just publicizing via own mail and building our readership. So since then, we have been growing from there, and now we're doing events even more on a weekly scale. Most people can actually come to our shows that is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area on a weekly basis, Portrait and Soul, and also bring it to the mic. So, as I said before, it's a very, very busy schedule, but God is really, really faithful.
Amen. You know what? I'm looking at your website right now. It's a beautiful site here. Tell us what listening audience can expect when they go to this site. I'm looking at it now. I'm blown away. It's a beautiful design.
Well, when you go to the website, I think the first thing you're going to notice is that it's color. I am a guy that really thinks that anything that is from color and is vivid, it captures our attention. But when you go to the website, you're going to get to know more information about me as the CEO and how things gotten started. You'll also get an opportunity to visit some of the events and experience it by looking at some of the images and the photography that was taken at those various events. You'll also get an opportunity to see some of the models who have graced our covers and continue to work within our publication every month. So you just get a lot of information, as well as you get great encouragement, words of quotes that has blessed me as a professional. So you get a lot investment of information to get to know our brand and get to connect with us.
As I'm looking at your site here, I see a lot of activity going on. So you're an up-and-coming magazine and event planner here, because there's a lot of activities going on. Now, I'm looking at your site now, and I see some events that you have coming up. Tell us about some of the events that you have been able to put together.
Some of the events that we have been able to start doing, we started out doing an event back in August. I got on fire because back in August, I had started my business more full-time, and I started doing it in a fashion when I started going to I started by going to the MegaFest, MegaFest 2015. And that was actually the kickoff of me going forward into my purpose. So at that point, I started, once I left that, doing that, and I was like, Lord, I need something to do that's going to be inspiring to the community. We started with the Acoustic Soul. Acoustic Soul, it was a musical event where contemporary artists and also Christian artists could come in and actually bless people. And it was a monthly thing on the 30th of every month, and we started seeing people really coming every month and looking forward to it. You got a dose of good poetry, good food, good networking opportunities. So it was a great atmosphere. From there, we started growing from there to Babies. After that was Poetry and Soul, which is now every Thursday. The kid after that one was Bring It to the Mic. So, you know, it just kind of started progressing from just that. So I guess you could say, you know, from looking at the Acoustic Soul and the Poetry and Soul and the Bring It to the Mic event and all the other things I've done in the past, I'm looking for nothing but greater things that God has in store for us. Especially in 2017, we're bringing back our Fashion Week in 2017. So be looking forward to that.
All right, sounds good. Now tell us about our fashion magazine that you're going to bring about. What can you expect to see in that?
It's not a fashion magazine. It's an event. It's last year, 2015, I did my first fashion event, which was we had over 100-plus guests to come to the event. It was a fashion show, also an opportunity for entrepreneurs to come, and there was great entertainment. So with that, it was our first kickoff. It was very well received, and then I'm going to be bringing it back again. We have had some people ask about it, so we'll be back in 2017 making it bigger and better.
All right, that sounds good. Now tell us, if someone would like to be involved in this your event that you sponsor once a month, which in the entertainment industry, what would they need to do to get involved in something like that? When you say Bring It to the Mic on your Thursday night
If
event.
Someone wants to be a part of the Bring It to the Mic, I would always say you can always email me. You can email me at bydesigneps@hotmail.com. bydesigneps@hotmail.com. And then also, if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, come out to the shows, because we do have – when we bring it to the mic, we give opportunities where artists get to premiere for 3 minutes, show us what you got. You can read poetry, written poetry that you have. Or, you know, as long as not – I love people to know that the environment is catered to where there is no derogatory conversations or type of language. It's an environment where we don't allow any kind of music that will be questionable of our faith. So I do make sure that it's clean and make sure that it's a safe haven for 21 and up. So, yes, I would definitely think that if you want to be a part of it, come out, bring some friends. It is a cover to come, but definitely come out and show your support for what we're doing.
All right, that sounds good. Now, on your events, Bring It to the Mic, are you always at the same location, or are you thinking about moving it around?
The blessing is that we have been blessed to move to our new venue where we are right now. I'm a man of stability and consistency. So I like things because people like consistency. So if
yes,
you come out to the location, which is Zori's Restaurant and Lounge in Arlington, Texas, off of 360, we would love for you to come out and experience what we do and bring good vibes, good energy, and my team and I will be looking forward to seeing you.
All right, sounds great. Now, I don't know if you made mention of the time over at Zori's for bringing it to the mic, and also for that, how often do you have the open mic? Now, you say you allow 3 minutes for someone to maybe just a walk-in type audition.
Well, the thing is when you come to the shows, we would love for you to come to the show and experience all the artistry. And then there is a segment in the show that we are give the artists an opportunity to sign up at the door. Hey, if you got a little poetry and you want to give an opportunity to kind of spit it out, or if you can sing a little bit and you want to spit it on the mic, then you sign up at the front and let us know what you have that you want to bring up. And we do that. It's scheduled throughout the month. So I know our next one is going to be on the 7th. So if there is anyone out there that would love to be a part of it, then contact us via email or come out to our show on the 30th, which we have a show coming up on the 30th, just so you can experience it and get signed up for the 7th.
Oh, that's great. That's good. That's good. Because I am introduced to quite a few artists, writers, and poets at various times. And a lot of times I like to share their gifting with someone else so I can refer them to you. And also you gave us that website. Give us that website again so if anyone have a pen at hand, they can go and write this down and they can go back and listen to it again.
Wonderful. If you would like to connect with us here at By Design, you can reach us at our email, which is bydesigneps@hotmail.com. That's By Design, E as in Edward, P as in Paul, S as in Sam, @hotmail.com. If you would like to visit our website, which is www.bydzineinc.webs.com. And if you go on our website, you get to know us a little bit better. You can also send us a message from our website, and we will get it, and we will respond to you. Or if you feel that you just want, you're in the area, you and some friends or family, or you just by yourself, come on out.
All right. Now, you know, some time ago with your magazine, you had a different articles and things. Can we still expect that on the net, or is that totally different that you're using a hard copy versus the internet copy? Now, are you still following that same format with the different articles on the internet?
Oh, yeah. We are still doing the same things, but we are also much, 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 much more advanced. Going online has allowed us to capture an audience that most cannot get in print because we are in a vast microwave age where we instantly we own Facebook, we own Snapchat, we own all these different forms of communication. So going online with our magazine, yes, you're still going to get the interviews. Yes, you're still going to get great poetry inside of it. Yes, you're still going to get great entertainment. So what we was doing back when we first communicated, we are actually doing better. And so I think that anyone who subscribes to us, which is very affordable, you can do a monthly, which is only 30 days. You can do a 3-month, which is you can also do a 6-month. So if you would like to connect with us, email us, or either simply go to our website and experience what we are doing. And, yes, we're still doing the same things, but we're doing it on a better level and a newer level.
All right, great. Now, you said this is your 49th article or publisher, volume 49, right? Now, who do you have on this cover? Because you always have it's the 49th issue. Oh, man, that is great. Now, who do you have on this issue here? Because you normally have some beautiful covers, man. I remember when I was looking at them on a regular basis, you always were able to, like hit a point that gave me the desire to want more. So who do you have on this, on the current issue?
On our current issue, which is the one that you're probably looking at on our website right now, was a feature of our newest model, which is Ashley. And that was our 48th issue, actually. And that issue is premiering her as one of our new models. I think that that's one of the things that I'm not selfish. I'm not a person that's just focused on how many people that you know that's going to grab, or, you know, you got to be careful on who you put on your covers, who represents you.
Yes, you do.
And so my thing is that when we premiered her, that's my photography. I took that shot. And when I took it and I was looking through various cover ideals, as soon as I finished doing the issue, I looked at it and I saw this picture. I said, that is the cover. But our newest issue, 49th, is titled Natural. Your influence is powerful. So if you go on our website, or if you go actually go to our Facebook page, which is By Design, Inc., you can find our current cover that has been displayed this week, and a new issue will be released this week.
All right, that's great. I think, well, I'm going to put this in my posting here, and I want to keep up with what's going on. I have been keeping up with you anyway, but I'm definitely going to continue to make note of what you're doing, because I'm always excited about how God has truly, truly been blessing you and giving you an insight on what's going on. Now, tell us, before we let you go, now, you've been doing this quite a while, and I know that it ain't all about the money, and that, but what allows you to keep going time after time? Because I know that you had a lot of difficulties. You had a lot of challenges, because with any great task, there's always challenge. But what allows you to keep doing what you do for the length of time? Because I've been knowing you for a number of years, and you've been doing this a lot longer than I've been knowing you, but yet you continue to be on fire.
Yeah, I believe what it is, first of all, God. We don't really give him a lot of credit, because we think sometimes when we get to a certain place that he's just a add-on, or he's someone who ride along while we make decisions. But actually, every morning I wake up, I pray and I ask God, what is it that you want to do today? And actually, you know, we plan the date the night before, because sometimes God is a God of excellence, of course, always. And so yes, what keeps me going, keeps me on fire is knowing that he's my boss, and I want my boss to be satisfied and pleased with what I do. And so when I get up in the morning, I plan my day out. I plan what is going to be done. I'm not a perfect person. We're just striving for excellence. And so I always want people to realize as well that they can do it too. They just got to put in the work. They got to put in the energy. They got to put in the resources. When someone else don't have the resources, but you have your own resources, use your resources. You know, don't be afraid of your own instinct. I think that that's one thing that I've learned through my mentors, is that your instincts will lead you if you pay attention to them. And be careful of what distractions may come in your fold. And so I believe that that's the general thing that keeps me going, is God, having a plan, do it with excellence, and also just be mindful that you have to listen to your instincts and watch your surroundings.
Oh, that is so true. That's so true. And, you know, and along the same line, I see your article, and I've been following you. You seem to be successful at everything you do. But have you really been successful at everything that you've done, Aaron?
I believe so.
Rita, I ask that because sometimes people feel like they're afraid of failures. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure you done put together something that you said, wow, that didn't quite work out the way I wanted it to. But God was in I want to share that, because I'm like, man, I don't want to make no mistakes, you know. So go ahead, talk to me.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I don't think there have been moments. I think there's been moments of insecurity. But that was only because I was in my flesh. But I think everything that we're doing for God, if we're doing it with the right mind, the right spirit, the right heart, then it's always a success. Even if you don't have a number of people in your audience, even if you don't have as many magazines sold, even if you don't think that you put enough content out there, even if you misspell a word or two here and there, at the end of the day, there are seeds. And we never know. It's just like when you put seeds out into your grass and make sure it's turning green and looking nice, you don't know where those seeds are falling. All you know is the results is that your grass is starting to turn green. And so my thing is for me, I've had great successes. I had great shows that had 30 to 50 people in them. I've had shows that had over 100-plus people in them. I've had, you know, magazines that have sold more than others. You know, I've had, you know, different moments where I felt like one photography shot was better than the other. At the end of the day, if I do it with the right heart and I do it with excellence and I know that I'm doing and getting better at it, then, yes, I am a success every single time that I try to do something.
Amen. That's what I wanted to hear you say there, because we do a lot of things. You know, I'm talking about in the body, we do it for Christ. And sometimes we feel like that we've been challenged. But anytime you follow through and you do what you've been asked to do, it's a success. It's a success.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad to hear you say it, because sometimes people, they challenge. They say, I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to be a failure. But if you're doing it for the glory of God and you're doing what God put in your heart, so you're going to be successful. And I share with guys, I do jail ministry, prison street, and a lot of other things. And I share with them, and I show them a pencil. And a pencil have two ends on it. One end you write, the other you got an eraser on it. Because you go, regardless of what, how great a writer you are, you just may mention, you may misspell or misquote something. But you get the opportunity to scratch it out and do it, you know, to erase it and start over. And that's what another opportunity is. So God give us another chance day by day. As you said, you start your day out. You say, God, I'm going to go forth with the power that you've given me. I'm going to make some mistakes, but I'm still believing in you. I love that, Aaron. I love that. Because it allows me to keep going.
Yeah, that's the most beautiful thing that you can do, is you got to stay encouraged. And, you know, you are an individual that God has brought into this world. There's nothing, and it may seem cliche to some people, but my thing is that there's nothing that you do not bring that is not original, because you was an original design. So I just really believe that if it's really something that you have, something that is inside you, I don't know how to do that, because God didn't give me how to do it, because that's what he gave you. So I just believe that, yes, every morning you get up, do it with excellence, do it with a mindset, and he will connect you with the people to help you, but appreciate those people who come your way, because if you use people, God will find a way to make you remember. Not to say he's a God that's going to make you feel attacked or whatever, but he's going to cause you to remember. And so remember that you're connecting with the right people, but make sure that your motives are fair and right, and but also stand with integrity.
Oh, that is so true. That is so true. Truly words of wisdom at this time. Now, we have the phone line is lit up here, and we have a couple of guests that like to say hello to you. But before we let you go, we want to ask you some things that we talked about the other day. I want you to think about it, right, to our guest, ask you a question about your mentors. You know, I think it's important to have someone to speak words of encouragement in our life. I have a mentor, and I shared with you earlier, and you say you have one, but we'll allow you to come back with, provided that you will have a desire to share who's encouraging you at such a time as this. So we'll open up the phone lines right now for Mr. Daniel, who's going to come on, and he's going to say a few words. So, good morning, Mr. Daniel.
Good morning, Ram Lewis. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I have Mr. Aaron on the line this morning. You like to say hello to him?
Yeah.
Well, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm just doing great. I'd like to ask you a few questions. I'm also a photographer and a writer. And I would like to ask you, what steps does it take in order to apply for jobs or any kind of writing skills that you want to try to submit to you to in order to have stories and stuff published in your magazine?
Okay, so you're asking me how can someone get hired or as a photographer or just for a position in my company? Is that what you're asking me generally?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Like I said before, I'm an individual that gives everyone an opportunity, but you have to be strategic in who is actually a good fit. And I think that, you know, if you want to apply through By Design, of course, you can always go to our email address, send us your information, send us your credentials, and don't let that scare you, because sometimes when we hear that, we're like, ooh, I don't have a lot of, you know, here's a lot of, you know, education in this area. But just send me your information. Email it to me. Let me know exactly what type of photography, you know, motivates you. And let me find out what it is that you love about the type of business that you're trying to go into, because the publication business, you know, it is work, you know, and now that we're online, you have to be more vivid on what you're doing. But I'm always a person that says, send me your information and let me connect with you. And if that's something that is really interesting about you, that is unique, I'm definitely going to reach out. But if not, then I'm always going to give you the best advice I can possibly give you, because I'm truly in the same process and still growing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's fair enough. I know I have been in this area for close to all my life, and basically I have noticed all these publication editors like, you remember Tony Davis, you know anything about him?
No, I can't say I do.
He was over the Dallas Weekly. He was the founder of the Dallas Weekly. And basically he started it from, basically came from Philadelphia, he came down here and he started writing his paper. And right now, he died about 15 years ago. But now Brother Washington owns it now. And this newspaper started out just being like it's like you did. He started off, was having people submit stories and photographs, and he had a chat line on there before, he had this and that. He would basically talk about everything and basically what happened in the community and the city and basically all around the world. And he was a pioneer in this, in the thing you're doing right now.
Yeah.
So I greatly applaud what you're doing, and I think we need more people like you in doing this, because it gives everybody a platform to project yourself.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate that. I think, people like the gentleman that you mentioned and those individuals who, I think Ebony gets a lot of attention because they are on a larger scale, kind of affected a lot of people still today. And that publication has inspired me, as well. And I think that there's a lot of local magazines that are doing their thing. So I think that as long as you're feeding an audience positive images and positive energy and positive platforms, then God is seeing that. And so we just got to, as leaders, as CEOs and managers and as photographers, everything that we do put out there in front of people, we have a major responsibility that we're doing it with the right motive. And if you're doing it for money and you're doing it for gratification for yourself, then you'll get what you're looking for. You'll get exactly what you're looking for, but with a laugh. That's the point. And I think that that's what Joe was mentioning, is that I've been doing this for a long time now. And when it does grow or whatever God happens to be, I'm putting in work now because I know that I'm doing it in a positive light. So I definitely understand where you're coming from, and I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Thank you. Brother Daniel, we need to wind down this interview because we got a Brother Daniel. We got another interview coming up. Ms. Aaron, now, prior to that, I'll guest ask you a question. Now, it's very important for me to have other people that I'm kind of gleaming out for. Because I know that I'm not an island to myself, and sometimes we need just people to help us out. Now, a mentor, do you have someone that's mentoring and someone you look forward to, someone you ask advice? I know you're the boss. Everything goes through you, but yet you find yourself being encouraged by other people's experience.
Mm-hmm.
Is a mentor a good thing for you?
How I feed myself and how I get my spiritual food and life food is I listen to my pastor, Pastor Winfield Jr., pastor of the Potter House of Fort Worth. That's my pastor. I also listen to some of the mentors who have inspired me. It's Pastor Ariel Rogers of the Fort Worth Baptist Church of Harvey Avenue. Bishop T.D. Jakes, of course, as a big inspiration, a good influence on how I started in the path I'm going. Brian Brashear, which is sought out online and also a publisher. You can look him up on YouTube. He's a great listen to hear every day if you need those encouragements. And then, of course, I like Les Brown. Les Brown, I had an opportunity to personally go to his conference this year. So those five men pour in differently into me.
Oh, that's great. And really, I ask that because sometimes we feel like we're on an island all by ourselves, and we realize, we look around, we know that we have God in our life dwelling richly, but God also put men and women in our life to kind of help us navigate through these difficult times. And we, the final decision comes from God. but yet we need other men and women to kind of like, okay, this is what's going on, and just get an input on it. And thank you, brother, for being rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Thank you for your faithfulness and your commitment. It allows me, man, to keep going on. I never thought I would be doing this for a number of years and talking to the various people, man. You're very talented and very gifted and very busy, but yet you made yourself available for our programming. Thank you. Someone heard you this morning. Someone is listening to you now that's going to be empowered and impacted, and they're going to say, hey, I would like to do something like this. And before we get out of here, encourage our listening audience to follow their dream, to follow their passion, and give all the glory to God.
I would say, if there's anyone out there, those who are listening out there, remember that you got to put God first. You got to put God in the middle. You got to put God at the end, because it's the first, the last, end, everything. So, as I said before, wake up with a plan. Put the plan out there. Not everybody's going to believe in your dream. God gave you the vision. I remember I did an interview a couple of years ago. He said, my family didn't have the vision. I had a responsibility to have the vision. So God has given you the vision. He will give you the resources. You just do what you got to do to make it happen. So continue to believe in you. That's the main thing I want to say, believe in God, because he believes in you.
Hey, man, God bless you. Thank you. That was great words of encouragement. Thank you for this interview. It's truly been a blessing. We have been listening to Mr. Aaron, a designer, entrepreneur of By Design Zinc Magazine. You can follow him online. He'll give us that email address or that website one more time before you get out of here. Let's have that number, sir.
Visit us on our website, which is www.bydzineinc.webs.com. You can also catch us on our email address, which is bydesigneps@hotmail.com.
Amen. God, well, thank you very much. We're looking forward to seeing and hearing great things out of you and your magazine, and we're looking forward to coming over to the mixer. Again, you got the Renaissance deal coming up, Pearl. Tell us about that before we let you go.
Yes, if you are an entrepreneur or you're looking for an opportunity to network, or you just want to come out and get to meet us here in the Fort area to learn more about how to market your business more, to find out some of the things that you need to know going into this business world, and being equipped, come out on Thursday to Zori's. We'll be there from 6 to 9. We'll be doing a Renaissance Mixer. What that is a networking opportunity and also talking opportunity for us to network and get some business cards and tell us what you do and network and grow our things that we do together, because we are puzzle pieces that are trying to connect one another. If you don't try to connect, then I don't know what you're doing.
That is so true. Hey, thank you very much. Hey, looking forward to speaking with you again. And be strong in the Lord and keep doing what you do for the Lord and encourage someone along the way.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for this honor. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for you and thank you for your staff. Thank you for all the listeners. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Amen. What a great interview that we had for Mr. Aaron. Amen. We're by design. And he gave, man, and as we get ready to make that transition, he gave us some contact number. He gave us some information regarding the Renaissance Mixer. We ask you to go on out and be encouraged and learn how to get your thoughts off of paper and put them into action. I'm going to put it that way. Now we have our next guest that's on the line here. We have Mr. Brother Prater is on the line this morning. Good morning, Brother Prater.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing today?
Good. I'm doing great. We just finished a great interview now with Mr. Aaron, by his publisher magazine. Amen. And so we pray that you've been blessed this morning, that you had the opportunity to hear part of our interview.
Yes.
Now, before we conduct our interview with you, we'd like to say thank you for coming on this morning. We understand, brother, that you have quite a bit on your plate. We understand that you are very busy. We understand that you are very gifted and talented, but yet you're taking time out to share your gifted and talent with us. I'm honored and pleased for you to be a guest on this program this morning. And this isn't your first time, and I like that, though, because God, he's kind of like continued to allow us to visit some things in case we missed it the first time. You know, the first time you don't hear someone may have missed it, but now you give them an opportunity. They give them an opportunity to hear what thus says the Lord. And, you know, I have your book in front of me now, A Few Good Men, A Path to Godly Fatherhood. And as we come up on Father's Day, with the day before Father's Day. Some of us are happy, some of us are sad, but yet we have a heavenly Father. So we all have a Father. So
yes.
Won't you take time out and explain and share with us, introduce yourself to our listening audience, and tell us about your book that God has blessed so many people through that you have put on paper.
Well, I'm very honored to be here, and I really enjoyed the program. My name is Brother Prater, and I'm an author of a book called A Few Good Men, A Path to Godly Fatherhood. Not only a minister, a musician, but also I'm in law enforcement. I've been employed with the Dallas Sheriff's Department for over 22 years. And even that within itself, it really taught me a lot, even pertaining to the things that we may not address within the church, pertaining to men, pertaining to fathers, fatherhood. And so the Lord laid upon my heart to really just start taking notes and just writing down some things through my own personal experience, growing up as a son, and now myself as a father. And I think a lot of times there are things that, like I said, a lot of things that are not really addressed, even within our churches. And one of the things that I found out is whatever an issue is not addressed, then it makes a person feel exiled. It makes a person feel like they're unimportant because it's not, the issue is not addressed within the church. And so God just led me to just start writing down some things, and he began to just give me step-by-step subjects that a lot of times we don't address within the church, not just pertaining to just being a father, but a lot of times even pertaining to being a stepfather. Or one thing I like to bring up is not just calling them stepfather, but in some cases, step-up fathers. A lot of time, the step-up fathers are the ones that really take on the responsibility that their biological father has abandoned. And so a lot of time with stepfathers, they don't really get that recognition that the biological fathers get. And the stepfathers may be doing all that they can and not talking about or downgrading the biological fathers, but when that stepfather been there, took care of you, even sometimes put them on their insurance, it's like the biological father get more appreciation and more acknowledgement than the step-up fathers. So I made a chapter specifically to address the appreciation of a step-up father.
Amen. Now, as we're coming up on Father's Day, what words of encouragement can you give our listening audience, whether male or female? Because we all have a father in our life, and it goes both ways. Women can actually learn stuff from this book and your teaching also. It's not necessarily just geared to men, but also to the entire body. You know, it's Father's Day. You know, we think of so much of our father. Some of us, we have fond memories of our father, and some of our memories are not so fun, but it's still our father nevertheless.
Yes. I made the book not just, like you said, not just for the men, to encourage the men, to even to express some things and point out some things that might have been going on in their life, but also the book is for women. It helps them to understand what a real man is, how to be able to identify what a real man is, and also to be able to understand a lot of time, even bringing up patterns within the father, it helps the women to even be able to address some of the things that they may have gone through with their own father, but also being able to get some closure, even some relationships with the fathers, this for male or female, some of the relationship with the father may not have turned out good, but to be able to address forgiveness. No matter what transpired, we have to be able to forgive and emotionally move on, because a lot of time when we don't forgive, unforgiveness creates hatred.
And one of the things we always say is, whoever you hate, that's who you become. And a lot of time, that's when that generational curse occurs, because it's so much built up hatred that we have towards that father, towards that father. And then next thing you know, you begin to follow that same pattern that that father did. And next thing you know, you in it, and then you create an atmosphere for your children to follow that same pattern. So that's why we have to learn to forgive. That doesn't mean that we we hate them. We have to be able to just get that out. Get that out of our spirit. Get that out of our heart. And be able to love them regardless of what transpired, and not be able to take it personally and give everything to God.
And that is so true. That is so true. You know, and as you were sharing that, I was getting a sense that, you know, what happened is that we really have to be in tune with what's going on, because as we become fathers and as we become leaders in our house, that, you know, it all has to come to God. We have to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God here. You know, and
yes,
I was looking
yes.
at your book. I'm always fascinated by your book here. You know, I'm looking at it now. You got a beautiful cover here and some great chapters that's involved in our book. You was able to share your gifting with a group of men a month ago over at our men's conference. And let me tell you, I have not stopped receiving, you know, accolades on the job well done, on your presentation, and just the overall event. How important was it to speak to a group of men in a setting like that? Because, you know, it was a large or small. We still are suffering the same things.
Yes, yes. I was very honored, and I learned a lot from them as well. I love the response and everything, and it just made me feel great to be around men to be able to really just share. Because one thing I found out, a lot of men will acknowledge our mistakes, but we won't acknowledge our hurt. And so for a lot of men to come together to say, you know what, we could be transparent with each other. Because a lot of time, a lot of men aren't. We don't address our hurt that we have dealt with, or even what we're dealing with right now. A lot of time we mask our hurt. We do physical labor so we won't have to communicate or have to address what's going on in our heart or what's going on in our head. But to be able to have men come together and one question sparked a whole dialogue for healing to take place. And understanding that regardless of if we know each other or not, look here, if I'm dealing with this issue right here and come to find out this other guy and four other guys beside me are dealing with the same issue, and a lot of them were different races, different cultures, but we have the same problem. Look here, that's where we can get a chance to get that stuff up, because now we felt someone that can identify with what we're dealing with. Because a lot of time when we deal with something, we feel like we're dealing with it by ourselves and we suffer in silence. But us as men, a lot of time, society want us to stand up to be the man, but how can we stand up to be a man when we've never been taught how to be a man? And so we're expected to be the covering. Men or fathers are supposed to be the covering of the family. Also, on the same token, not only being that covering, but we help to be able to set the foundation of what we're covering. And a lot of times we're not taught. No one explained to us. A lot of times we just told growing up, you know, men are not supposed to show their emotions. Men are not supposed to express themselves. Men aren't supposed to cry. And that's why a lot of us, we die so young. We're stressed out. We don't have that connection or communication with our family, with our wife, even with our children. And all they know is daddy is physically there, but he's not emotionally there.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Mm.
You know, hey, we got a guest on the line that that wants to ask you a question. I like that line of I like the line of conversation which was going here, because it's something that we struggle with as a child. You know, a lot of times as a young man, we was telling that we would never be successful, we'll never accomplish things, and as we grow up to a manhood and an adult, we're still hearing those same voices echoing from our childhood to in different environments when people tell you're not successful on the job, you're not successful in your church, or you're not successful in the community.
Yeah.
And those things, they just draw back negativity and say, hey, when I was young and I struck out, and I've been striking out ever since. And, you know, so and so that's something that we have to wrestle with. Our caller just dropped off the line. They're going to call right back here in a few minutes. Hey, but I wanted to just ask you, as we come up on this very important time of the year for fathers, males in particular, the things that, you know, being a man don't mean drinking, don't mean working overtime and doing a lot of other things. You know, a lot of times, what is the definition of a man? Before you answer that, we got our guests on, we got a call on line here, because we want some questions to be addressed at this time. But when we come back, I'll ask you that question again.
Okay.
Good morning, caller. You on the net?
Hello, Rebels. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great. We have our guest on the line right now. If you have a question for him, go right ahead. He's on the line listening. Brother Prayer.
Okay. How you doing, Brother Prayer? I got a real controversial question I want to ask you. And for you to answer it, I mean, basically I'm figuring that you have to be a real spiritual person to understand the concepts that's what I'm asking you about. This question goes back to what we're going through in our society right now. If you're a father, and basically, if you found out that your son or your daughter had homosexual tendencies and was acting a certain way, how would you accept that? Would you basically, when you found it out at an early age, what would you do to order to correct it, basically, I'll give you a good example. I remember when they were talking to Magic Johnson, and he found out that his son was like this, and basically he said, well, I still love him. Well, you can't help but still love him. But what I'm saying, you're not supposed to condone those kind of activities.
Right.
And you're saying that you're a man of God. But I'm not saying that Magic saying he's a man of God, but I'm saying that basically if you were saying that you was put in a position, a highly position, you know, being in front of people really is a high position. Basically, like I said before, this is a real controversial question, Brother Prayer. You know, and I don't really, basically, I'm not trying to cause anything, trying to riff anything about any of you. Don't have to really answer if you don't want to.
No, but you know, I totally understand. To be honest with you, that's a great question, especially that's something that we need to even address within the church. First and foremost, understand that that is still our child. We love them. We may not like their behavior or their mindset, but understand it's not them. That's the spirit that's within them. Now, what we still have to do is still pray for them, let them know through scripture, but not like beating them up with it, but do it in love. Do everything in love. Show them through scripture how God originally made them. Understand that a lot of times, even showing them how society is trying to influence the men, and they're trying to demasculate the men, and show them that that's a spirit that's from the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And so understand to show them how they were originally made by God and made, no, understand that God made them through love. And also a lot of time when people have that kind of mindset, a lot of time it's come from a lot of hurt, either through sexual hurt or abuse or even an abandonment by a man, by a father. It don't have to just be a physical abandonment. It could be an emotional abandonment. So many fathers, they're in the house physically, but they're not emotionally. And that opened up the avenues to be able to communicate and find out, though, what made you come to that idea? How long have you been feeling that way? Really just talk, and even through that experience, they can bring healing and deliverance, but also a better line of communication for the entire family, especially from the father.
Amen. Basically, he's saying the spirit takes over this person and makes him act that way through maybe through some kind of physical or sexual abuse that happened through childhood, right?
Like I said, either physical or emotionally, and also, like I said, being able to show through scripture. And just really just find out, okay, what made you come to that idea? Because a lot of times, some of them maybe even just be curious, you know, because a lot of times, especially, I remember growing up, we, in our time frame, a lot of times they didn't really talk about certain feelings, you know, have these feelings. And a lot of times, really just understanding this is how God made you. This is who you really are. These feelings, just because you feel close to someone, that doesn't mean that you, quote unquote, have sex with that person or be with that person, you know. And so, just like I said, just helping to understand how they are, who they are, and really just be able to just open up that communication, be able to let them know how God originally made them. They made right. for the father made the man is made for the woman, and the woman is made for the man.
I remember I was listening to Donnie McKirk a long time when he told basically what happened to him when he was going through this period. He said most of his peers, the people he held in high esteem, were the ones that were really sexually abusing him.
Yeah. That's happened. And unfortunately, now, like I said, we have to bring these type of subjects up even within the church. It's a lot of people that I've known, even from growing up, even from I've had a lot of people talk to me about their testimonies or whatever. There are some that have entrusted their heart to a lot of people within the church, leaders, and all that. And then next thing you know, they end up getting sexually assaulted or violated. Or sometimes they trust these people within the church, and next thing you know, they end up being intimate with that person. And then it's like now there's a conflict because I'm told to trust this person, and is what they doing right? It's not, but it becomes accepted. And then next thing you know, that person is living a lifestyle that, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Amen. It works both ways. I understand what you're saying. Brother Daniel, that was some great question that you asked Brother Prater. And, you know, and so these are some things that need to be addressed, and we thank you for coming out and sharing that with us, because someone need to hear that. Now, Brother Prater, you sent me some information regarding that you're going to be speaking somewhere. Would you care to share that with us?
Yes. On tomorrow morning, let me get the information. On tomorrow morning, I'll be doing a breakfast. 13 seconds coming up. It's going to be in Duncanville. It's from 8:30. It's going to be from 8:30 to 10:30. It's coming up. Okay, here it is. It's going to be a Father's Day breakfast, and it's going to be at the Duncanville Recreation Center, 201 James Collins Boulevard. And it's the first meeting, the library entrance. And you are welcome to call me. My number is 214-908-3056. Or you can call Pastor Walford at 972-803-6393. And it's tomorrow from 8:30 to 10:30 at the Duncanville Recreation Center.
Amen. It's a men's breakfast that's going to be at Duncanville Recreation Center tomorrow morning.
Yes. And I will be having my books. I will have my books with me, and also I have my books with me at all times for those that are interested in buying a book for this Father's Day special. Instead of it being $13, I'm selling it for $10. I want to make sure that it's accessible to everyone, and my way of giving back to the, not just like I said, the fathers, but even to people, the women, the wives, $10, and y'all can give me a call and we can make some arrangements to get it, or you're welcome to look at my website at bpoutreachministries.com.
Amen. God bless you. Sound like a great Father's Day present for some fathers and potential fathers. Amen. Now, Brother Prater,
yes,
I love your
yes.
book. I'm looking at it right now. And, you know, I do jail ministry and things of that nature. And guys are wrestling with the system and they loved ones. And guys want to know, can they recover the things that they gave away? The devil is still everything. Sometimes we gave away. We gave our family
yeah,
away,
yeah.
our pride, a lot of our time. And then you addressed it in your book, said, Dad versus the System. Because once you get out,
yes.
the women are pretty well set in play. They've been paying the bills for X number of years, and they've been raising the kids for X number of years. And they got everything, you know, working out. And now their dad comes home. Dad ain't had a job. Dad ain't had no responsibility. But yet he wants to take on that challenge. And that's him versus the system and his little world. How do men work through issues like that?
A lot of praying and patience. Understand that trust could be built up for a lifetime, but it can be broken within a matter of seconds. And so when that trust is abandoned or broken, it takes time. It takes time. It takes patience. It takes prayer to be able to build that back up, because once a man has abandoned his position, it could be voluntarily or, like you said, even through the system. When father been in prison all these years and the mother had to take the lead role in taking care of the home, he have to understand that sometimes he have to start back from ground one to show people that he is qualified to take the lead role towards the family. If he try to just jump back and he been gone for 30 years, 20 years, he try to jump back and say, no, I'm the man, and blah, 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 blah. No, look here. You don't understand. We don't know if we can trust you to be back in that position without you proving yourself. And you have to prove yourself, because we can't afford to allow this one again. So he has to be patient. He has to understand that sometimes things have been changed. And just because the wife may be responsible for the finances, that doesn't mean that he's less important. That just shows a smart, strategic manager to put someone that's in position to know that they're more qualified in handling their position. And that, like I said, that opens up also even better way of communicating to manage, being able to delegate responsibilities to someone that is qualified to be able to handle that. If he's trying to take the lead role and he's bad with money, it would be foolish for him to think that he's responsible enough to take that leadership in the finances when he ain't qualified, and someone else, the wife, may be better qualified.
That is so true. And as you saying that, had to be patient, I was thinking about how Jacob had to wait on Leah. You know, he worked a number of years, and then he didn't get it, but then he had to work a next number of years, but he was patient. He was steadfast, and he was unmovable at the task at hand. We as men, we got to be faithful, steadfast, and unmovable.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I want my family back, so I'm going to take the low road. If I have to ride the bus while the wife and kids are doing this and that, I'm going to do it to show that I'm committed. If I have to kind of dismiss myself from the things that makes me happy for my family to be happy, I'm going to do it to show that I'm the kind of man that they need to be. Some guys come in and say, hey, I want to take all this. And like you said, they'll wreck it. They'll wreck it. Hey, before I let you go, we have Brother Daniels on the line there. He may want to ask you another question, then we're going to end this interview. This has been a great interview, and as always, we love you to come back on and share your gift and your talent with us. Brother Daniel.
Thank you. I'm on it. Hey, how you doing, Reverend? Oh, I got another
question.
We're
ready to get out of here
I was discussing with him a couple of weeks ago. You know, I'm interested in doing a book, too, you know. And, you know, I've been reading this book, and I've been looking at it, and, I mean, that's a wonderful project for somebody to do. But basically, it's like a library for information, a reference book. You can always go back to it and this referral to different situations, basically, that you can fall back on, and people come in for counsel. And basically, that's what it is, a counsel.
Yes. Yes. Well, you can give me a call. Yeah, you can give me a call, and we can talk about, you know, even creating the book. But I want to let people know first, and I thank y'all for the accolades of the book, but that does not give us permission to omit the Bible. We have to get back into the Bible. And just as important as addressing key issues, understanding that the real source is through God and His Holy Word.
Oh, that is so true. That is so. Hey, thank you, Brother Prater. Thank you, Brother Daniel. We're getting ready to get out of here. Brother Prater, as we get ready to get out, we want to thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for your gift and how you're willing to allow God to use you mightily. Someone that heard this here interview, someone that read your book, has been encouraged and impacted by your gift. And I ask you to continue to share your gift and continue to let God dwell richly in your life. And I pray that tomorrow that men's lives be changed by you sharing the gospel with them and sharing your take on being a fatherhood. For there's no perfect father but what the one from above. But he gave us a task, and we're going to do it to the best of our ability. We thank Jesus Christ for being our Father. We thank God for sending Jesus in our life to show us that we too can live a life pleasing to God, even though we may fail short. But there's no failure in our Lord. Amen. Failure just in us. Amen. Brother Prater, happy Father's Day to you and yours. Brother Daniel, the same. And to our listening audience, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Looking forward to having another great show next week. Looking forward to Brother Daniel being on here and all our callers. The phone lines are lit up, and a lot of people say they just want to hear. We thank you for having a willing ear. Let them have an ear to hear what does says the Lord. Thank you, Brother Prater. And we look forward to speaking with you again. As always, you're always welcome to be a guest on the program. Keep us up to date on what's going on, and we give God the glory.
Thank you. To be continued.
To be continued. Amen. You have been listening to Free on the Inside Internet program to inform you, to encourage you, to challenge you to be all you could be. We on here each Saturday morning from 8 to 9 with great guests and also with great listening audience and great support. Thank you for supporting this program. Thank you for being a part of what we're doing here in the body. You too can always be a part of this program with the call-in number at 310-982-4126. We thank Beverly Beasley and Granny Play for sponsoring this program each and every week. We want to thank Brother Daniel for being our co-host and asking some very powerful, impacted questions. We want to thank you for being a listening audience and just keeping up with what we're doing, keeping us really grounded, because we get emails and texts from people that say, I'd like to hear more of this, I'd like to hear some of this, and we try to follow through the best we can, because we know that we're just servants, and a servant do no more than what his father than what his master asked him to do. I'm a servant for the Lord, and you too can be a servant. And how you do that? By just doing the will of the Father. We pray that you have a blessed day. We pray that you bless someone and be a blessing to someone. Amen. And we pray that everything goes well until we meet again. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Have a testimony that helped change your life. Have a testimony that turns wrongs to right. Have a testimony to say that I'm sold out for the Lord. As we get ready to get out of here, we're going to have a word of prayer, then we'll be dismissed. Gracious and Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for another. We thank you, dear Lord, for being Lord King God. We thank you, dear Lord, for our guest this morning, Brother Prater, dear Lord, how you are continually to bless him, dear Lord, through the book. We thank you for Brother Daniel for asking questions. We thank you for Brother Aaron, dear Lord, how he continually to share his gift and with a listening audience, dear Lord, how you make it available for other people to come on board to share their gift. And dear Lord, we pray that someone take advantage of that at open mic night that he have over at the at his business, dear Lord. And we promise to give you the praise and the glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You're listening to Free on the Inside. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Till we meet again. Amen.
Amen.